Billionaires demand fast-track amnesty after DACA decision. By Neil Monroe on October 6, 2022. Investor advocates and White House officials are lamenting the latest legal defeat of President Barack Obama's 2012 DACA amnesty, and are calling on Congress to pass a formal amnesty by Christmas. Congress absolutely has to act this year, claimed Todd Schulte, head of the Forward.us lobby group for wealthy West Coast investors, after the federal court announced the decision on October 5. Our businesses will lose critical employees, said a press statement from a business coalition organized by Schulte's billionaires. We once again urge Congress to swiftly pass legislation this year that will help dreamers, American businesses, and our country, said the Coalition for the American Dream. It is long past time for Congress to provide dreamers, DACA illegals, with the ability to live and work their valued employees at the businesses where they work, said a statement from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The Forward.us investor group backs migration because it boosts their businesses with more wage-cutting workers, more consumers, and more renters. The founders include Bill Gates, Eric Schmidt, and Mark and Priscilla Zuckerberg. It was created in 2013 to help pass the 2013 Gang of Eight cheap labor and amnesty bill. There is a lot of confusion, but this is a big step forward to the courts terminating DACA, Schulte said in an October 5 tweet. Judges are saying it's dead but trying to hide it to play Biden admin and Dems for a bit, he said in another tweet. Schulte and other pro-migration advocates hope to gain from a political backlash if the court fast-tracked the end of DACA before the midterm elections. That federal judges who are throwing the lives of nearly 700,000 DACA recipients and another 1.5 million family members and their households into chaos don't understand basics on the law is very troubling, he tweeted on October 5. But the court deflated that possibility by saying that DACA's work permits for roughly 700,000 illegal migrants can remain valid until a lower court responds to recent legal claims by the Biden administration. The court barred any expansion of the program. The White House also complained, it is long past time for Congress to pass permanent protections for Dreamers, including a pathway to citizenship. This challenge to DACA is just another example of the extreme agenda being pushed by MAGA Republican officials, said a White House statement. Forward.us is working with other amnesty groups to sneak legislation through Congress in the lame duck session before Christmas. For example, the groups have inserted language in the draft Pentagon spending bill that would open up white-collar jobs to an unlimited flow of foreign graduates. The business groups work closely with progressive groups who oppose national borders. For example, pro-migration, Indian-born Representative Pramila Jayapal, RWA, also raged at the court's decision, which concluded that presidents cannot hand out wage-cutting work permits to foreigners without approval from Congress. Jayapal complained. The decision shows that DACA will continue to be threatened by xenophobic, anti-immigrant attacks from the right. Dreamers who continue to benefit from DACA deserve better than to have to worry about whether or not they will be able to stay in the only country they know as home each time the program is attacked in court. Dreamers, DACA illegals, deserve security and permanent status. Congress must step up and act to ensure that all Dreamers are safe from deportation and provided a roadmap to citizenship. And we must go further to ensure a fair, compassionate immigration system. The staff of the Forward.us group tries to hide the identity of the wealthy investors who founded and funded the group. But copies exist at other sites. Forward.us funds many of the progressive groups and law firms that tout amnesty and visa worker programs. The progressive groups control most of the advocacy groups to ensure that illegal immigrants do not try to negotiate a compromise deal with Republican legislators. The high-profile DACA fight helps Forward.us suck up time and attention from establishment reporters who might otherwise be tempted to investigate the impact of migration on U.S. society. Those impacts include the continued annual inflow of more than 250,000 subordinate visa workers into the Fortune 500 jobs needed by U.S. professionals and their families. Extraction migration. It is easier for government officials to grow the economy by immigration than by growing exports, productivity, or the birth rate. So Washington, D.C., deliberately extracts millions of migrants from poor countries and uses them as extra workers, consumers, and renters. This extraction migration policy both grows and skews the national economy. It prevents tight labor markets and so it shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, buy homes, or gain wealth. The federal policy of extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity. This happens because migration allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of the skilled American professionals and productivity-boosting technology that earlier allowed Americans in their communities to earn more money. This migration policy also reduces exports because it minimizes shareholder pressure on C-suite executives to take a career risk by trying to grow exports to poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional economic gaps between the Democrats' cheap labor coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy fueled by extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites and alienates young people. It radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it gives a moral excuse for wealthy elites and progressives to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society, such as drug addicts. Migration advocates admit their politics is a threat to Americans' democratic society. What the United States and many other democracies are experiencing is unprecedented, said advocate Yasha Monk. Most democracies have historically been relatively monoethnic and monocultural, with most of their citizens sharing common cultural origins, the German-born immigrant told the New York Times in October 2022. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. Progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that economic migrants are political victims, that migration helps migrants more than Americans, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Similarly, establishment Republicans, media businesses, and major GOP donors hide the skew towards investors by ignoring the pocketbook impact and by touting border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs needed by young U.S. graduates. This third-rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.